With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. More details are being released about the man who drove through a crowd on Bourbon Street, New Orleans, early Wednesday. The FBI says Shamsuddin Jabbar was a U.S.-born radicalized Muslim. Officials say he was a U.S. Army veteran. Then he died in a shootout with police after crashing the truck. He drove a white Ford pickup through the crowd of New Year's revelers on Bourbon Street around 3:15 in the morning. Following the overnight deadly violence in New Orleans, the college football playoff quarterfinal in New Orleans has been postponed one day. The game between Georgia and Notre Dame was pushed back 24 hours. It will be tonight instead. Jeff Hundley, the CEO of the All-State Sugar Bowl.
All parties and all agree that it's in the best interest of everybody and public safety that we postpone the game for 24 hours.
Also at SRNnews.com, the explosion and fire inside a Tesla Cybertruck at the Trump International Hotel in Vegas is being investigated as a terror attack. One person inside the Cybertruck was killed. At least seven others near the vehicle suffered minor injuries. The Clark County Sheriff said the truck exploded, burst into flames Wednesday morning. The construction of the Tesla kept the majority of the explosion inside the vehicle. In other words, it exploded up instead of out. Law enforcement official says the vehicle was rented via the Turo app. The Ford used in the New Orleans terror attack was also rented via the Turo app. Post on social media report the person who rented the Tesla was from Colorado Springs, Colorado, and had a military background. Ukrainian officials shutting down a natural gas pipeline from Russia to Europe. This is SRN News. A final note on the 2024 presidential election. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Political analysts are trying to understand why abortion was not a winning issue for Kamala Harris. In fact, the Democratic nominee won the smallest share of women's votes for a presidential candidate of her party since 2004, as women of all stripes cast their votes for President Trump. Democrats were boldly predicting that the repeal of Roe v. Wade would turn female voters against the Republican Party forever, something that simply did not happen. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
According to data from Infinity Concepts and Gray Matter Research, evangelical Christians are tithing less to churches these days. The report says the proportion of evangelicals giving to a church fell from 74% to 61% over the last 3 years, and the percentage who gave outside church fell from 58% to 50%. This is SRN News. State of Florida is doing what it can to right a wrong. Rich Thomason has more.
Hundreds of people who say they suffered physical or sexual abuse at two state-run reform schools in Florida are in line to receive tens of thousands of dollars in restitution from the state. The payments come after Florida lawmakers formally apologized for the horrors they suffered as children more than 50 years ago. The state reports receiving more than 800 applications for restitution. Rich Thomason reporting.
Hundreds of new laws in California take effect this year. Among the legislation signed by Governor Gavin Newsom, bills to address homelessness. Other new laws help Holocaust survivors recover stolen property. Also, laws prohibit public libraries from banning books. The state also prohibits school districts from telling parents if their child changes gender identity. More details at SRNnews.com.